National Reconciliation Week. It's a time to celebrate and build respect between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and all other Australians. Now, it also marks significant dates in the history of Indigenous Australians, the 1967 referendum and the 1992 Mabo decision. Now, this year's theme is Let's Take the Next Steps, for which some means constitutional recognition.
You grew up under this fear that someone in authority, called the Native Protector, could intervene in your life and remove you to a mission or a settlement. For whatever reason, if you weren't doing well at school or you were being mischievous or you didn't wear the right sort of clothes or if you started speaking your own language, if you started to visit old people who were sitting down in a camp somewhere.
For 60,000 years, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have called Australia home. When Captain James Cook first landed at Botany Bay in 1970, he declared the land he saw terra nullius, meaning no one's land. This set the foundation of European settlement based on British law. What was regarded as colonisation from the British perspective was often seen as invasion by the First Peoples of Australia. Now, Patrick Dodson wears many hats as a First Nations leader. The Bananga Man was Australia's first Aboriginal Catholic priest, and he is often called the Father of Reconciliation with a long tenure as Chair of Council for Aboriginal Reconciliation and now a Senator in Parliament. But in actual fact, he lived a very different life before the 1967 referendum took place. It was a time when state laws determined where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people could live, where they could travel to, and whom they could marry, or whether they could be legal guardians of their own children. Now, 50 years ago, an overwhelming 90.77% of voters cast yes votes to include First Nations people in the population count. Now, 25 years later, a Miriam man named Koiki Mabo made history by winning a landmark court case where native title in Australia was recognised for the first time.
The Mabo judgment, in fact, got rid of a legal lie called terra nullius, which was the base upon which the colonies of Australia took possession of these lands and denied Aboriginal people their own ownership of them. So it was a legal fiction that was constructed to enable the dispossession without compensation of the Aboriginal people of this nation. And that was overthrown by the High Court.
The 2014 Australian Reconciliation Barometer found that only 30% of Australians are knowledgeable of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander histories and cultures. Meanwhile, 83% are supportive of making it a compulsory subject in the school curriculum. Yidaki musician Jeremy Donovan, who's a proud Gukul Yalanji man, believes a lot more can be done to heal the wounds and damage suffered by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people during over two centuries of colonisation, and the first step is education.
Being able to provide education to other Australians in a very non-confronting way, in a way that basically says that when I talk about the massacres, when I talk about the stolen generation, I don't want you to feel guilty, but I want you to understand that the pain that we carry in our heart is almost too big for us to carry by ourselves, that we need all Australians to stop pretending or to stop fleecing over or to stop using terms like get over it, it happened a long time ago, to actually say, you know what, this burden is part of our history and we need to carry this with our first Australian brothers and sisters.
Yukung Jajiro woman Sandy Marty agrees that more Australians need to be educated about the histories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. As acting deputy CEO of the Nakanyajera Pitanjera Yakunjijera Women's Council in Alice Springs, she sees many gaps between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
In the young people needing to be able to find a way of feeling happy in community, there's a lot of problems that need addressing, like employment and the health issues of people, and making communities sustainable, that they're a good place to live in.
Sandy Marty says helping First Australians reconnect with cultural heritage is also part of the reconciliation process.
And being able to maintain language. I think language is really important for Aboriginal communities in the remote regions as well as all over Australia.
In fact, support for the constitutional recognition of our First Peoples is high. The idea is backed by both major parties and the Greens. A 2016 poll conducted by Recognise found that 77% of non-Indigenous Australians and 87% of Indigenous Australians would vote yes in a referendum. Now, Sydney University's constitutional expert Professor Anne Toomey says the change would either involve a symbolic recognition or an actual change in the constitution.
What it might mean would be simply putting some statement in the Constitution, recognising Indigenous people and what's happened to them in their past and their ongoing continued contribution to Australia. Or it might mean more substantial things. It might mean removing provisions that are no longer appropriate, but it also might mean putting in substantial provisions, such as provisions that give special representation rights to Indigenous peoples or an ability to have their views heard in Parliament.
Several states, including Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, have amended their constitutions to recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in a statement since 2004. Jeremy Donovan is also supportive of constitutional recognition for First Australians.
You need to reconcile something when an agreement has been broken. But Australia is invaded. There was never an agreement. So we actually need to create a new agreement whereby we really do, as the Australians today, acknowledge the wrongful past, but not let them define what that makes our future, but actually people are embracing our culture as their own.
Patrick Dodson says we are still a long way from solving the more contentious issues between First Nations and non-Indigenous Australians.
Reconciliation in terms of the original injustices to Aboriginal people is a long way off, and that's why you have many Aboriginal people today calling for treaties or to have their sovereignty recognised or for some form of compensation for the dispossession that's happened. And the governments have got to find some mechanism to deal with that. So we're a long way from a reconciliation of equals.